T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on the Fan in a very good Wednesday morning to the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. You know where. Only at ShopRite. Where do we begin today? We just watched Bryce Harper's bat flip as he hit that home run in Washington against his old team last night.
Wouldn't it be juicy if the Nationals drill him? If they say, look, we didn't really appreciate that bat flip. We're upset. We're going to brush you back.
Yeah, they should.
That'd be tremendous.
They should.
And it's easy because the guy pitching for Washington is Anibal Sanchez, who wasn't even a teammate of Bryce. So you don't even have that awkwardness, though I'm sure there are teammates that probably would like to drill one Bryce Harper. But we could start with the Yankees from the aspect of yesterday. When I saw the lineup Aaron Boone put together.
Oh, my God. Is he Mickey Callaway? Did he consult Mickey Callaway on his lineup yesterday or what?
Doesn't believe in hot streaks.
Come on.
And normally I'd say it's April 2nd. So you want to keep Gary Sanchez fresh for a whole year. You're giving Greg Bird a day off for some bizarre reason. The Yankees are shorthanded right now, obviously. Why make yourself even more shorthanded when you're already shorthanded? So Gary Sanchez not being in the starting lineup. And even Greg Bird, I can't believe I'm saying that about Greg Bird, but even Greg Bird not being in the starting lineup, to me, before this game even started, didn't make a lot of sense. I mean, think about it. You have Gleyber Torres as your cleanup hitter. You have Mike Tauchman hitting sixth in the lineup. Tyler Wade, who never gets hits in the major leagues, only in spring training, is in this lineup. Austin Romine is in this lineup. Who knows about Clint Frazier? This is already a lineup that's devoid of offensive weapons because of all the injuries they're suffering. Why inflict more on yourself by not playing two of your better bats?
Yeah. No, I don't understand it. I mean, like I said, I think it's the Mickey Callaway school of managing. I mean, here's Gary Sanchez hit home runs in consecutive days. I mean, you know, can he at least DH? I mean, you don't want him to catch, okay? You don't want him catching, you know, X amount of games in a row and let him DH or something like that. I mean, and then you don't have Bird in the lineup. I mean, it doesn't make a lot. Tulowitzki, I guess he's older. You want to sit him. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, the Tulo part is fine.
Yeah. He's an older guy. You don't want to play him every. I get that.
But not with Gary Sanchez or Greg Bird.
No.
I know you're playing a day game today, but it's not your traditional day game after night game. The game starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You played an earlier night game last night. It's also early in the season. And not that these are Game 7 of the World Series kind of games. We all understand that. It's very, very early in the season. All you've got to do is look at some of the better teams or supposed better teams in the American League. Nobody's playing well outside of Tampa. The Astros are a mess. The Red Sox are awful. The Orioles are a juggernaut, by the way. So I know you're upset about that.
I know. 4-1 now, bro.
You know what?
I'm telling you right now. 54 to go. I'm telling you, the Orioles will win over 58 games.
I still don't buy it.
They may not win 65 games, but I bet you they win 60.
I also don't think the Mariners are going to win 95
games.
Well,
I'm not. I didn't
or
say
the Red Sox are going to lose 90
games. No, but I didn't say the Orioles are going to win, 90 games.
I know.
60 games.
I understand. It's early.
Yeah, it is early.
But the Yankees over the last couple of days just haven't hit. And it's funny, the other day when they won behind Domingo Germán's 5 innings where he didn't give up an earned run in the bullpen locking it down, and we mentioned this yesterday, the Yankees won because they pitched. They didn't score a lot of runs. I mean, they scored 3 runs on 6 hits or whatever it was. And yesterday was kind of the same thing. They just didn't score.
Yep.
They just didn't score runs. Outside of the Clint Frazier sacrifice fly in the second inning, they made Jordan Zimmermann look like National League Jordan Zimmermann. They couldn't touch the Detroit bullpen. And so they wasted what was a well-pitched game by Masahiro Tanaka. We can get on Chapman. He didn't pitch well. I understand that. But the Yankees scored one run.
Yeah.
That's why they lost the game.
Yep.
They've scored four runs on 11 hits or whatever it is over the last two games. And certainly not having the horses is a big part of it. But you're also just not hitting overall as a team, and that's why they lost this game to Detroit last night.
Yeah, and pitching has been pretty good. I mean, really, overall. Like you said, Tanaka pitched a solid game last night, and overall it's been pretty decent.
No doubt.
And obviously Chapman gave it up. I understand that, but they're he's also in a tie game. You always wonder with these closes, and we saw it the other night with Diaz, you know, almost blowing it. He's in a game that's not a safe situation. And these things happen
Here's what I'll ask about that, because I know there's a lot of Yankee fans that didn't like seeing Mariano Rivera in tie games. Same thing, that he didn't pitch as well in tie games as compared to your normal save situation. The Diaz situation is completely different. If you're at home and it's a tie game and it's the ninth inning, when else are you going to use Aroldis Chapman?
No, I understand
that. Are you deciding that you're just not using him?
I get that.
That's the thing. There's not going to be a save situation. So I get it. Sometimes closers struggle in spots that aren't save situations, but if you're going to play that way, that means you've eliminated Aroldis Chapman from pitching in this game. And Aroldis Chapman made a flat-out mistake. I mean, Dustin Peterson, who's Dustin Peterson? Aaron Boone doesn't even know who Dustin Peterson was,
because
he forgot his name during the postgame, gets a very fat 95-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, and he didn't miss it. And that was the difference in the game, but you leave yourself so little margin for error when you're not scoring runs. They put themselves in a situation where it's 1-1 in the ninth inning and you continue to need to be perfect. I don't know when they were ever going to score a run. I mean, if Chapman doesn't give up those runs in the ninth inning, we could still be here right now. I mean, that offense wasn't showing any pulse all night.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand that. And the Yankees have pitched pretty well. That's why you got to have these guys in a lineup when they're hot. And I understand it's only the fifth game of the season. There's no need to panic at this point in time.
No.
And I know they haven't played good teams. I get that. But it is only five games into the season.
It's not. And that's the thing everyone has to understand. If a Yankee fan is complaining, rightfully so, I think, about Gary Sanchez not being in the lineup, that doesn't mean you're panicking. That doesn't mean you think you should treat this game like Game 7 of the World Series. But you are allowed to criticize your team even when it's only the fourth game of the season or the fifth game of the season. You're still allowed to do that. Games matter. And right now the Yankees are devoid of offensive talent. So because of that, you would think, you know what, maybe I should play Gary Sanchez more often than I originally planned. And then to make matters worse, and again, it may not have made a difference, but it's the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 3-1. You're facing the former Yankee Shane Green. The game is not over. It's a 3-1 game. It's not 8-1. You've got DJ LeMahieu, who's been a bright spot, leading off the inning. Mm-hmm. You have the immortal Mike Tauchman, who no one's confusing with Ted Williams.
Right.
And then you have Clint Frazier. You've got Greg Bird on your bench. You have Gary Sanchez on your bench. You have Troy Tulowitzki on your bench. And none of them got into this game. And the excuse Boone gave was, well, we were saving them.
For what?
Saving them for what?
Yeah, what are you saving them
for? You need to get guys on base before you can use them. You're not getting guys on base when you're asking Mike Tauchman to get a big hit.
To me, this is, look, we see this with Callaway. We're seeing it with Boone. To me, a lot of this is just the way it is now. I mean, there's no seat of the pants managing anymore. You know, it's almost like these guys map out five, you know, okay, here's my week. Okay, I'm going to map out, you know, okay, we're going against this guy. I'm going to map out who's going to play every, I mean, there's, you know what I'm saying? There's no like, okay, well, you know what? Look, we need this game today. We're playing the Tigers. We can't lose games to teams like this. I'm banged up as it is. I got to go with my hot hands right now.
You know,
there is none of that.
No, and you're right. And I got to give a guy credit, even though it backfired, and I don't think he's a great manager. But I want to be fair to your point. Davey Martinez is the manager of the Nationals. And right now, we don't know if he's a good manager.
Well, we don't know.
Remember the urgency he showed on Sunday by going to Doolittle as early as he did?
He did go early to him.
I like that.
Yep.
It didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work.
Well, they won the game anyway, his move itself didn't work.
Right. It didn't work because Doolittle gave up the lead, but I guess it overall did work because they won the game, right?
Right.
That was a manager who probably didn't map out a week earlier. You know, I'm going to ask Sean Doolittle to get a 5-out save. But I think the fact they lost the first two games of the series mattered, and I think he said, you know what, I want to win this game. I don't want to mess around. And I think, and this is a small thing, this isn't asking a closer to get a 5-out save or a 4-out save. It's simply playing a guy. That's all it is.
Right.
Or maybe being aggressive with my pinch hitters as opposed to trusting Tauchman and Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier I actually don't have an issue with, because I think right now with Clint, you want to see him play and you want to give him a chance. Mike Tauchman is the guy who, really? I know he had a double in this game, but you want to give him that bat in the ninth inning against Shane Green when you've got Greg Bird, Gary Sanchez, and Troy Tulowitzki on your bench?
Yep. No, I think that's a big part of baseball today. You know, there is just none of that. You know, I mean, you're right, though. I mean, even with that, why are these guys not hitting in the ninth inning? I couldn't agree with you more, bro.
It
just doesn't make sense to me.
And what a compliment we're giving Greg Bird that we're even putting him in the
Well,
on this
I
level.
Mean, at least you know what. Look, Bird hasn't been great, and he's been hurt like his whole career. But at least you know what, he is really a major leaguer. You know, he can hit a ball. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, I'd rather have him up than Tauchman, you know?
No question.
Not even debatable.
No doubt. Now, there are positives. I mean, you mentioned the starting pitching. I think the first turnaround outside of Jay Happ has been really solid.
Yep.
Masahiro Tanaka was really good yesterday.
He was.
Adam Ottavino has been fantastic.
Yep.
And with relievers, you never know from year to year. And I think, and it could still happen with Ottavino, but you looked at his career and said, what is he going to be in 2019? The contract, the pressure of wearing number zero. There's really no pressure of wearing number zero.
Well, I don't see how that's pressure.
No, I'm just kidding. But Ottavino has looked awesome. His slider has looked unhittable. He was great yesterday. And DJ LeMahieu has been a nice addition. He's one of the few guys who's consistently getting on base for this team. And obviously, he's going to play every single day. So the Rockies that they added have been good additions so far for the Yankees, but they just haven't hit. And that's why these injuries, when they start to pile up, you really notice the difference. And that lineup last night, when you've got Gleyber Torres hitting cleanup and Mike Tauchman hitting seventh, and really, I don't want to pick on Gleyber and DJ because they're good players. 6-9 is what you got to pick on. Tauchman, Frazier, Wade, and Romine. That's a spring training lineup.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody would have thought a week into the season, less than a week into the season, that would be your batting order. And that's what it is. And, you know, we looked at this schedule at the start of the year and said the Yankees have a great opportunity to beat up on some bad teams. And things are not working out that way, mainly because they right now just don't have the horses.
They don't. I mean, you look at the guys that aren't playing. I mean, really. So it just makes it even more glaring, the guys you didn't have in the lineup last night.
No doubt.
It really does.
And what ends up happening, and I thought this the other night when Torres tried to make the catch on the Sanchez throw and Judge made the diving catch. Anything that happens, you get nervous about the next injury. So when Luke Voit gets hit with one out in the eighth inning and he's shaking his hand off, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, he's next.
Yeah.
He's the next guy hurt.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was a little ticked off.
I know he was.
About Joe Jimenez, who catches the line drive.
Right, on an unassisted double play.
He didn't have to run it back. And then when he runs it back.
I know, he kind of did almost like a bat flip.
He did.
No, but a bat flip like we saw with Harper yesterday.
I just did a bat flip.
No, not a back. Bat.
Well, you know, he wasn't the only guy because Daniel Stumpf, when he came in to face Brett Gardner and struck him out, he pulled a Jabba off the mound, too. He's pumping his fist and going crazy. I got to tell you, as a fan, I don't have a problem with that. I think the emotion in baseball is a good thing. Even Bryce Harper. And I know he's going to drive me nuts as a Philadelphia Philly, especially if the Mets are in a race with them.
Please.
But I like guys who show excitement.
To me, that's the team.
Baseball.
To me, the Phillies are the team. That's the team.
Well, they're off to a hell of a start.
If the Mets are going to win the division, they're going to have to beat out the Phillies.
Well, that's
the one.
They're off to a hell of a start.
They are.
And so the booze will stay away from Bryce Harper.
Right? 5-0?
4-0.
4-0.
Now they're off to a very, very
good
start.
When did the Mets play them the first time? They play them this month?
They must. A couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I got to see the exact time. I know they play the Washington Nationals a lot, obviously.
Yeah, they do.
To start the year.
I think they play them like 13 times, like early in the year.
Yeah, and it's all about when you play a team because Trey Turner broke his index finger.
I saw that. Got hit by a pitch, right?
The Mets go to Philadelphia on tax day, Monday, April 15th. For a three-game series, and then the Phillies come to city on Monday, April 22nd. So it's coming. It's coming soon. They play them six times in the month of April. So they'll get their crack against the Phillies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.